And it's nicely spoken in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And finally, we have the scripture that Carl read to us earlier from Romans 8, 29 and 30. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be the confirmed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. God has given each one of us gifts, and I invite you to pray and consider just what your gifts might be. And I know Pastor Bill would be more than happy in helping people to determine just what their gifts might be as well. You have to be careful, though. You know, I think it was about 12 years ago that our church had the Gift Quest computer program that we went through. And our minister at the time, Orrell Ruth, was very supportive of it. And in fact, he gave a nice series of sermons on Gift Quest. And I remember when he gave his sermon on givers. And I sat back and smugly felt, yep, that's me. That's me, a giver. I know that that's mine. And then when I took the test, I ended up scoring highest in administration. And I was like, that can't be administration of all things. But within about 3 months of that, Reverend Ruth had asked me if I would chair our church's administrative board, the predecessor of our current administrative council. And I ended up chairing it for about 6 years or so. So you've got to be careful how you fill those things out. And but God can use any of us, and God can use all of us. He even used Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He was short. He really was not anything that anybody prized. But Christ called him down from that tree, and he called him into service, and Zacchaeus glorified God. But what about us, our redeemers? What are our ministry needs? One question, of course, is what are our ordained ministry needs? We have one pastor currently, one ordained pastor, an overworked gentleman, and it wasn't too many years ago that we had two. I think it was about 15 years ago that we had two ordained ministers and a seminary student. And I know the church I grew up in Arlington Heights, at one time had four. So that is a question that we as pledging members of the church have to give some thought and prayer to. But more than that, there's so many ministries in our church, and there's a part for all of us. We don't speak so much anymore about committees. We talk about music committees, we talk about teaching and evangelism, stewardship, youth. We talk about fellowship ministries. We have our caring ministries, and they have among them hunger ministries and building ministries, finances, and I mentioned Micah ministries. After sitting behind the drums for two services, I realized that that's a ministry all in itself. He keeps awful busy back there. He's got a lot of things that he does. So there's all kinds of ministries that we have. And the question is then, what is your ministry? I participate in a Bible study among physicians at St. Alexius. There's about 12 of us. We've been meeting for about 12 years or so. And a number of them belong to Willow Creek Community Church. And if those of you that don't know, it's indeed a community church. It's about 15 miles, a small place, about 15 miles north of here. And these physicians talk about wonderful services and wonderful speakers that they have. And the physicians that I'm talking about, members, are wonderful people that mean a great deal to me. But I do get the idea sometimes that their church doesn't need them. But our church certainly needs you. Our church needs the services and the ministry of all of us. Again, our scripture says, for those God foreknew, he also preordained to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And what a wonderful concept to be related, to be an ancestor in a way of Christ in that way, and obviously to be a disciple. I recently read the book, Mere Christianity, by C.S. Lewis. I wanted to read a portion of that. The church exists for nothing else but to draw men into Christ, to make them little Christs. If they are not doing that, all the cathedrals, clergy, missions, sermons, even the Bible itself are simply a waste of time. God became man for no other purpose. We are here then to be ministers. We are here to be servants. About 18 years ago, our church commemorated its 25th anniversary. And by coincidence, I was about 18 years younger then. All my hair was brown. And for some reason, they thought I was young enough to give a talk about the future of our Redeemers. At that worship service, we had ordained ministers that we had had in the past, all three of them at that time. And I ended the talk that I gave by saying, ministers come and ministers go, and the congregation today is hardly what it was 25 years ago. And I'll interrupt quoting myself to say that, of course, the congregation that we have now is probably not quite what it was 18 years ago either. This is not our church, nor is it the church of any one minister. It is our Redeemer's United Methodist Church, and we are only its stewards. So we are stewards of this church, we are ministers of the gospel, and we are conformed to the likeness of Christ. Is there a minister in the house? Amen.